Today we're looking at the life of a man who started life with nothing and was brought up in an orphanage. By his entrepreneurship and Christian values, he has taken at least 20 million third world people out of poverty. Truly amazing. His name is David Busso. David Busso was born in 1940 in New Zealand and brought up in a Christian orphanage. At the orphanage, he went to Sunday school every week and was in the choir. He said, "I always had a sense that God was a father and he cared for me and had a purpose for my life." At age 15, he had to leave the orphanage and survive in the big world. Survive he did. After a few small jobs working for others, he started his first own business, renting a hot dog stall at a sports pavilion. He soon had half a dozen such stalls. He then worked in a fish and chip shop. By age 17, he was a partner in the business and soon after bought out his partner. From there, he moved to a hamburger business and then bought it out. He moved into other business ventures and each time was able to sell them off for a reasonable profit. He married and had two children. When David was in his late 20s, he moved to Australia. He bought into a construction company and soon bought out his partner. He then set up new supplementary construction companies. By age 35, he was a multimillionaire and in a position to retire. At this point, David re-evaluated his life and headed in a new direction. Applying the Christian value of caring for others, he turned to see how he could help others. He took a construction team to Darwin in 1975 to assist with rebuilding Darwin after Cyclone Tracy. Soon thereafter, he received an SOS from Indonesia to help in an earthquake-stricken zone. So he moved with his family to live in a small, remote village in Bali in Indonesia for a couple of years. He built a clinic, a church, a dam, and a school. It was here that he realized that the problem for the poor in the third world is debt. The poor often had to borrow money from loan sharks to tide them over till the next harvest. Many families were mortgaging their children to cover that debt, so that at some point, when the child is productive, the child is taken over by the moneylender to be productive for them. And in some cases, people are mortgaging unborn children as collateral for the loans that they need to take just to survive. So David came up with an idea for how to get the poor out of debt. He made his first small loan to a rice farmer to buy a sewing machine for the farmer's wife to produce garments. Within 6 months, that man was employing someone else. Within 9 months, the farmer had repaid the loan and a small amount of interest. So David then made him another loan. The farmer was able to buy another sewing machine and expand his business. The principle of microloans was established. The only requirement for a loan was that the applicant had to have a viable business plan. Another man, Al Whitaker, had been trialing a similar concept in South America. The two men joined forces in 1979 to form an organization called Opportunity International to provide microloans to the poor in the third world. The idea has been immensely successful. Opportunity International have been active for over 40 years and currently provides a route out of poverty for more than 3.7 million people. David's vision has resulted in a global network of organisations providing microfinance and support services throughout more than 25 countries around the world. A Manchester University study has shown that for each job created, an average of 6 people are permanently taken out of poverty and 13 people in the community benefit. Based on these figures, over 5 million people were potentially helped by Opportunity International in 1 year alone. David, a practicing Christian, says, "We don't exist for ourselves. It's all about everyone else who inhabits the earth. The more you give, the more you receive." When David accumulates wealth, he has the Christian attitude of being a steward of resources, a custodian of resources, rather than an owner of resources. Opportunity International does charge interest on its microloans. David says, "It's just a market interest rate, whatever the market interest rate is. Because if you want to help a person to survive, then he's got to compete in a real market. So if you give him subsidized interest, he's not paying for the real cost of capital that his competitor is. And we want to graduate a person. We want to take them from a $100 loan to a $1,000 loan." David has received many awards. He was chosen by the Bulletin magazine as one of Australia's 10 most creative minds. He was awarded the Order of Australia for services to international development. He was named the Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year in 2003 and awarded Senior Australian of the Year in 2008. In the 19th century, Christians started the first banks for the poor people in Britain, and Britain flourished. In the 20th century, Christian David Bousseux started the first bank for microloans for the poor across the world in third world countries, and as a result, millions are flourishing. We salute David Bousseux, a Christian Australian who has lifted millions out of poverty and made a positive difference to the world.